Maria Medina, MARIAMEDINA, 2289. Today's 6/17. Tip complaints: abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, weakness, tiredness. Worse today, tachycardic, feeling weak, leg swelling, leg pain, pelvic pain. Our patient is a 33-year-old woman with negative medical history, comes in with a 24-hour history of nausea, vomiting, weakness, fatigue, abdominal pain, leg pain, arm pain, lower extremity weakness, and lower extremity swelling. Patient's most significant history is she had a pelvic fracture because of an MVA a few years ago, did not have to have surgery, but she was out of work for 6 months. Medical problems, none. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Social, she's single. She works outside sales in New Waverly, W-E-A-V-E-R-L-Y. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 6/11. 22, definitely not on her period. Allergy, none. Family history, none. Contributory, 131 pounds, 100%, 97.8, 1684, 101 over 51. Heart pauses, one pause of three lungs, three bronchi, abdomen soft. TMs are clear, slightly red. Skin shows no rash around mucosal with an lesion. Abdomen is soft, but some tenderness noted, especially on the right lower quadrant, right flank, and over the McBurney. Signs of a turning point. Assessment number one, volume depletion. Patient blood pressure is sitting 101 over 90. This is laying down. Standing up, it's 90 over PAP. Number two, volume depletion. Number three, nausea and vomiting. Number three, urinalysis shows dry urine, lots of blood. Number four, right side of the abdominal pain. Number five, ultrasound of the abdomen shows no significant, no ascites or significant hydronephrosis. Gallbladder appears normal. Next number, I cannot tell about the kidney stone on the right side and or appendix on the ultrasound. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is negative. Next number, lower extremity ultrasound, which was done because of swelling, is within normal limits. No DVT noted. Next number, patient needs blood work, including TSH. Next number, as far as her other symptoms are concerned, we looked at her carotid and her heart. They were both within normal limits regarding dizziness and palpitations and tachycardia. Next number, we looked at her neck, and she did have a normal thyroid with lots of lymphadenopathy. Next number, patient is going to see the emergency room physician in the Spring, Texas, and I've spoken to the ER doctor. They're expecting her now. Thank you. Oh, by the way, COVID-19, urinalysis, and UPT were all negative here in the office today. Thank you.